Now, here's a statistic for you. Fewer than 10% of Australia's artistic directors come from culturally diverse backgrounds. Diversity Arts Australia has completed their Shifting the Balance report along with Western Sydney University and the BYP Group, which has been a first step to tracking cultural representation in the arts. But Diversity Arts Director Executive Lena Nalous believes that more needs to be done to improve diversity in the sector, including introducing diversity targets. Lena's on the line with us now. Lena, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
You're welcome. Hi, Tess. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for joining us. So how does, I suppose, at a ground level, a lack of diversity impact the art, music performances that we see as consumers?
Well, when we measured diversity, the focus of our organisation, just to clarify, is non-Anglo migrant diversity. So we were specifically looking at people from non-Anglo migrant backgrounds, first, second, third generation. And in the report, we've separated out First Nations because First Nations is a different story. So we were looking at that, what often government calls cultural and linguistic diversity, and lots of different names for that. But the way that it impacts is when you don't have, well, basically leaders are responsible for making decisions, and they have quite a bit of power to. They set priorities and agendas, and they often act as gatekeepers, as I'm sure everyone's had experience of in their various fields. And when you don't have that diversity of leaders, you don't have the diversity of often programming, employment, casting, and ultimately audiences and participation in the organisation. So leaders are critical, which is why we thought it was a really important place to start.
And I know that one of the suggested ways to improve some of the diversity in the sector was introducing diversity targets. Tell us how that would work.
So in the UK, organisations like British Film Institute and Arts Council England actually require that organisations meet a minimum diversity standards in order to even get funding. And they're rigorously tested. And, of course, that's across all areas of diversity, not just cowled or migrant diversity, but also across disability and LGBTIQ, because we recognise this is just one part of the puzzle and there's underrepresentation in most other areas as well. So this happened locally. So with Screen New South Wales, with gender, they introduced targets where 50% of that they need, where people applying for funding, they required that 50% of the leadership roles on that film project were occupied by women. And I think within around 12 months, they were able to shift things just in a short period of time by requiring that. And that they just would not fund things unless they had 50% of women. And I think with Screen Australia, they did do the same thing, but I think it was maybe within around a 3-year period that they were able to achieve that. So it's actually it's something that you can achieve if you've got a will to achieve it, because things don't happen naturally. You know, things happen because you set out to kind of change things and implement them. So we would like to see that. We would like to see that people have to engage with, non Anglo migrant diversity, and that they need to measure and report against that.
It's really good to see as well that there's quite a solid repercussion in the form of not getting funding, because I think we've seen certainly, in other sectors that have attempted to introduce diversity targets, the problem is getting certain places to stick to them. So having that quite a tangible consequence, if not as good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think that sometimes, there's a period at which, and I think it's that thing again, it's like, it's got to be intentional. So this idea that, oh, things will change gradually, like all of the rights that we have in our society, people fought really hard for and worked really hard for. They didn't happen just naturally because of something evolved to become that way, like when you look at other areas. So it needs to be ongoing and long-term, and that's what we're saying as well. It can't just be, we're going to focus on this is our 3-year focus, and then we're going to let it go, because then you're being really naive about the way that power works. And and that power is at play in these relationships, and that these yeah and that is often self-perpetuating as well.
Well, just before I let you go, Lena, improving diversity, obviously, you know, it's beneficial for the individuals. It's providing equal opportunity and more opportunity through the sector. But what are some of the other flow-on effects going to be?
I think we're going to have more exciting kind of content and more engagement from broader audiences. And people, you know, we're 39%, so people from non-Anglo migrant backgrounds are 39% of the population, according to the Australian Human Rights Commission. And if that isn't reflected in the work that's being produced or supported, then it's probably not, you know, going to be reflected in the audiences as well. So as an organisation, we also kind of have a human rights approach and a kind of underpinned by the belief that creative expression and participation, like active participation, are really fundamental to being a democratic society and being inclusive. So I think that on a range of levels, so, you know, economically having more, you know, having more potential for audiences, but also in terms of the well-being of our society and building connection and cohesion, I think there's a lot of benefits to this work.
Lena, we really... Of course.
Can I tell people where you can find the report as well?
Yeah, of course.
So if you go to our website, diversityarts.org.au, you can download a copy diversityarts.org.au. Shameless self-promotion, sorry.
We'll pop the link up in the podcast. Thanks so much, Lena.
Thanks so much, Tess. Have a great morning.
Okay. You too.
Take care. Bye.
That was Executive Director of Diversity Arts Australia, Lena Nalous, speaking on the need for diversity targets to be employed in the arts sector to increase representation on boards and among directors.